Hello there, welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday, the 12th of November, and this week's ideas come live from the Algarve, with a bit of blue sky, which is great news for me. And, well, let's get cracking with this week's ideas. It is wonderful to see the remembrance ceremonies happening in the UK, where people paying their respects to all who lost their lives in the wars, and particularly the First World War, except maybe in the case of Donald Trump. We judge our leaders by what they do, not necessarily what they say. And I think a first lesson in leadership is show up. He failed. Anyway, let's get cracking with this week's ideas. And idea one is all about innovation. It actually comes from innovation during the First World War. There's a great series on BBC Radio called Tommies, which explores some of the things that went on during the First World War. And their research team identified a number of things that actually happened that were quite innovative. For example, the Germans used drone warfare in March 1917, where they actually sent unmanned ships to actually blow things up, way ahead of what's actually happening today. Actually, never carried it on, they never did it once, it never worked again. The Eiffel Tower and the pyramids were used as aerials, and the pips that people used to get for the time was actually a bit broadcast from the Eiffel Tower. And British phones were tapped in the Somme. Yes, the Germans actually recognised that by putting two cables next to each other, they'd actually tap in to see what was going on. So these things that we see as being modern warfare are actually happening many, many years ago. Adversity sometimes creates innovation. You'll see there's a link to look at more innovations from World War One if you want to have a look at them on the Enhancement website. Idea two is, how do you say sorry? Apparently reports suggest that HMRC have spent more than £10,000 on flowers over the past 5 years to say sorry to taxpayers for mistakes. It was a Freedom of Information request by the Daily Telegraph. And to be fair, a number of people have criticised them, but I think maybe over 5 years, £10,298 that was spent, could actually be seen as being a positive. Yes, there's lots of people saying they shouldn't make mistakes, but we all recognise that mistakes do happen. What do you do when things go wrong? We talk about dealing with disappointment. And some of the examples that people have talked about here is that, for example, a cafe owner from Stockport got a $1 billion bill. The flowers were sent to a pensioner who was due to a tax rebate of £100, but only got £1 instead. And I actually think the way you deal with disappointment can be say a lot about you as an organisation. Yes, mistakes happen. Do you deal with them in a way that actually makes your customers happier? And idea three, it's all about the people. We came over to Manchester Airport via TransPennine Express on Saturday, and the conductor, or guard, or customer services manager, whatever they call them these days, Laura, was absolutely wonderful. Her announcements, her engagement with people, actually made people smile all the way. We got to Manchester Airport, and EasyJet were amazing. Tracy greeted us with a very personalised welcome, a real human touch all the way through. Even their announcements on the plane were actually friendly and engagement. Simple stuff, but it works. Why not go through your customer journey, identify areas you can improve and make experience better? There's a toolkit on andyhanselman.com that you can download to help you. Be nice to see how we get on this evening. We're flying back via Ryanair. Have a great weekend. Week even. Bye.